Hello and welcome to the Offstage Cast, a podcast all about the Liverpool International Theatre Festival. Each episode, we will deliver an all-access pass to what staging an international theatre festival is all about. I am your host, Deborah Radall, along with Neil Maidman and Vic Mills. We are the Offstage Cast. An exciting lineup for the festival this year. And I think we should talk a little bit about our troupe, where they're from, and a little teeny tiny teaser about what the play is about. How does that sound?
Let's get to it.
Neil, Vic, tell us about our group from Italy.
Yeah, the Eventi di Senna, Cultural Association. Lovely name. They come from, you could pronounce this for me, but Civitavecchia. Civitavecchia, just outside Rome. They call the Italian Movie Factory.
Oh, neat. Sounds interesting.
It is interesting. And you know, a visual experience again. Vic and I have both seen excerpts of this on YouTube. It struck me as being one of the most visual things that I've seen in quite some time, actually. And marrying up the theatrical world with the cinematic world of Fellini and whatever in the golden age of Italian cinema.
And to be performed in the beautiful Italian language?
There's very little language in it at all. The main language is what is experienced through the film clips, which are played, and they're obviously Italian films. Whether they're played with subtitles, I'm unsure, but it's very much it's a movement and visual piece. So the actors don't have spoken parts. Trouble understanding that one at all.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's Italy.
Italy. Tell us about the troupe from Mexico, Vic and Neil. Tell us a little bit about what they're bringing to us this year.
Again, they're a company who've travelled to LITF in the past, I think in 2016. Really, really interesting piece of theatre. I think this is going to be quite entertaining. It's a piece of what we call meta theatre, so theatre about the making of theatre. And in it, a group of actors are preparing a play around a guillotine.
Oh,
and this has all been set up by one of the actors who wants to sleep with another of the actors. So the whole thing is a kind of, instead of being a killing device, this is being planned as a seduction device. So play is born out of, does this actor succeed with what they're trying to get away with, or does the whole thing go horribly wrong? And I would suspect that horribly wrong is where we're headed. So, I think it should be a very entertaining piece of theatre. I think it's been performed, if I remember rightly, in Spanish.
Nice. Love and the Guillotine. I am very excited to see where that goes.
Yeah, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Sounds a lot of fun.
Yes, Mexico. This is a really neat group we have coming from Casablanca.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, play it again, Sam. What wasn't the actual line, though, was it?
No.
You played it for her, now play it for me.
Play it for me.
Yeah.
We'll always have Paris.
Yes, I'll always have Reading Services in just outside London, but that's a different story.
So the group from Morocco, Vic. What do we have?
Yeah, the Fantasia Theatre Company, who are, linked to a university in Casablanca. They're led by a man called Anwar Hassani, who is a television actor in Morocco and a bit of a character, I think. And, yeah, it would be really interesting to see how their piece goes. We've had a lot of interaction with them over the last year or so. So, I'm quite excited to see how that one goes.
And they will be performing in which language?
A mixture of French and English, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
No, they won't. They were originally planning to do that, but they've now decided to perform entirely in English. So that'd be interesting. It's obviously English would be their third language, Arabic first, French second, and English third. So it says a lot for their abilities, isn't it? They can take on a piece of theatre at an international festival in their third language. And that's obviously just to try and help the audience along. So, yeah, that's great.
It just goes to show some of the commitment of these troops from around the world that are coming to us and why they want to come and what they're going to bring to it. And to be able to do that is just absolutely amazing.
The Moroccans are bringing us the play Head to Head. What is that have anything to do with the guillotine?
You're thinking that there might be a problem, wouldn't you?
A bit of a thing.
No, thankfully not.
This is a play about two people born as conjoined twins. And what happens when one of them falls in love?
Oh.
So it's going to be a real kind of it's a moral dilemma. It's a tearjerker. It's a kind of a wonderful conceit for a piece of theatre, I think, you know. So
and it makes me very curious to see what they're going to present to us on the stage
and how they'll do that visually and all that kind of thing is interesting, isn't it?
And to the technical stuff, I'm be looking at how they do that process. So that'll be interesting for sure.
It'll be amazing.
Well, not missed. I definitely am looking forward to seeing Morocco. We have a troupe coming from our neighbors in the USA.
Yeah. Little Theatre of Norfolk.
Little Theatre of Norfolk.
Yeah, which is, if you look on a map, it's not very far away, but it does take a while to drive it, I'd imagine. So,
yeah.
Things
are larger here.
We've come to notice that over the years, haven't we, Vic? That things are take a lot longer to drive between various places. But they're bringing Rapunzel to us.
Ooh.
Yeah, which we're hoping will also go to one of the schools here, the Wickwire School, so that the kids can enjoy it as well.
And they can come to the theatre.
Absolutely.
It's a great show to bring, a great family show.
Yeah,
in fact, all the plays are. They're
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a comedic sort of telling of the Rapunzel tale, which is quite well known.
Lots of multiple playing and masks and physical comedy. It'll be fast paced and hilarious, I think. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
We also have a group from Canada, and this group is a group of young people. They aren't competitive in this festival, though, are they? It's an exhibition piece.
It is, yeah. It's going to be part of our opening night at the Astor. These young people, which range from the age of about 13 through to about 18 in age, are from Ontario, and they're bringing us a show full of dance, colour and light, I think, is what the way they kind of describe it. So it's lovely to have a Canadian troupe with us. And actually, it's a little bit different because a Canadian troupe is actually out of the province. It's Ontario. It's normally when we have Canadian troupes, certainly my recollection, they've been local to...
Certainly to the province.
To the province, yes. Yeah. So it's so these guys are traveling over from London, Ontario. So it's going to be nice to have some young people, really young and vital people who are extremely excited to be coming to the festival.
And make the rest of us feel like...
They're experienced kind of travellers, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Festivals. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a bit special, isn't it?
It is. And they're very excited to be representing Canada in Canada. So, but they've travelled extensively over the years with various children at various times of their lives,
right,
I guess.
Right.
So this... maybe a unique experience with this set of children.
Yeah. Yes, at this point in time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and that could be said the same for some of our troops that have had to switch out actors due to the changes that we've had due to the pandemic.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, the show must go on, as we always say in theater. Yeah. And I do love the name of their play, Miracle Show.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems very apt, doesn't it? It's actually the LITF 2022 is a bit of a miracle show in itself that we're finally getting to actually attend and to be part of.
We have friends coming from Belgium. Lucky Leo?
Yeah.
This is they're coming from a stunning town in Belgium called Mechelen. And they're a really lovely bunch of people too. We spent a bit of time with them online over the last year or so. And they're clever and interesting. They do some very, very interesting kind of pieces of theatre. And this piece is of their own devising. It's called The Rays. And it's about what happens. It's a kind of a satire, I suppose, about what happens in a kind of office environment when somebody wants to go into the boss to ask for some more money.
Nail biting, nervousness, all that.
Yeah, universal kind of setting that people will kind of understand. Visually, it looks very interesting. There's going to be a lot to see. It's apparently involves a huge amount of running around at high speed. And it'll be interesting. The characters are interestingly named after kind of characteristics rather than with normal character names. And I think it's going to be very entertaining. And they're performing in a mixture of Flemish and English.
Ultimately, as we have said before, all of these shows are visually dynamic and you will get the gist of it. And we did speak to the Lucky Leo troupe on the pod before.
We did.
We spoke to a number of them, I think, over the years. Yeah.
Feels like a lot, saying over the years, it feels like a long time ago.
It is.
At the height of COVID, we had a Zoom meeting with them where each of them was in a separate garden in the dark.
Yes.
Which is great fun.
It will be lovely to meet all of the troops and, in this case, the members of the Lucky Leo Belgium.
What a great name for a group.
I'm looking forward to meeting the members of this next troop from Wales, because I have never met any Welsh people that are not connected to the two of you. So I'm wondering if you are exactly as Welsh people are, or are these new people going to be different?
Well, there's a common sort of thread in Wales that everybody knows everybody else. But if you don't know that direct person that you're talking to, you'll know some of their friends.
Yeah.
So the guys that are coming from Gilsfield, which is in mid Wales, which is a little bit in the geography sort of sense, a little bit further north of both Vic and myself. These guys we have met through the festival scene, haven't we, Vic? Wales finals, and I've been in my previous role going to see them in their own regional finals. So
you guys are peers. You've been connected in the same kinds of festivals in different kinds of ways. That's really interesting.
Exactly. And they're bringing a play called Music Lovers, which is a Nick Warburton play, which is set in a church sort of vestry. It's an interesting little piece, and they recently performed it in the Wales final, which was held in North Wales, I think, in South Wales in July. So they're very, very keen to be coming to experience the Liverpool International Theatre Festival.
Yes, their first time traveling internationally.
Very proudly representing Wales, as indeed we were. So,
and that's great.
And they'll be performing in English.
They will. They won't be performing in Welsh. It's very much an English language play.
Very good. And I know what you were saying earlier about everybody knows, you know, who do you know, and you're just this is what it's like here too. You start doing what's your father's name? What's your grandfather's name? You know this guy, you know that guy. So in Canada, when we travel abroad, if we meet anybody, you're from Canada. Oh, do you know so-and-so from Toronto? Yeah, so maybe I could say to them, do they know Vic and Neil from Wales?
And a couple of them will and a couple of them won't. So,
But they will.
They'll know almost by reputation, I would have thought. Yes.
And they're going to get to know you very well at the festival.
They are, yeah.
So our friends from Wales.
Yes, come here, Biff.
Our lineup is very versatile, very dynamic, and all of our listeners can find out more information about the troops by going to our Facebook page, and we will put links in our show notes about exactly how to do that. And we encourage you to pick up tickets to the Liverpool International Theatre Festival 2022. You can get tickets through the Liverpool Astor Theatre website, and you can pick and choose a individual plays, or you can go and buy different packages. So there's lots of options for those of you that want to come and enjoy the plays. And yeah, we're getting close. We got a bunch of things planned for our podcast and for Facebook Live with videos and interviews. And
so we're going to make sure that the world, whilst we're inviting the world to Liverpool, we're going to show Liverpool to the world. And so you'll be able to follow us on Facebook Live, and we're going to be doing some little films, etc., that'll be on our social media throughout the actual festival. So we're going to be busy boys doing that as well. Well, Deborah is. We'll hopefully be able to enjoy the festival even if you aren't able to be here in person.
And make sure that our troops who are listening, that if we don't find you, that you come and find us and introduce yourselves to us, because we've talked a lot about you in the last few years. And also our audience members, come on up and say hello and just be part of the Liverpool International Theatre Festival 2022.
Can't wait for it to start.
You've been listening to the Offstage Cast from the Liverpool International Theatre Festival. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. For more information and to contact us, be sure to visit our website, litf.ca.